Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Matthew chapter 5. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. This is the text. The season of Epiphany is often symbolized or traditionally symbolized with light, beginning with the coming of the wise men who followed the light of the Star of the East. And in a few weeks, we will see the culmination of this celebration with the transfiguration of our Lord, where Peter and James and John witness the glory of God, where the brilliance of the Lord's face, it shined like the sun, and his garments became bright as a flash of lightning. It was too much for the disciples to look at, as Christ did not suppress the glory of heaven there for that brief moment. But in between the appearance of the Bethlehem star and Moses and Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus speaks of a different kind of light. Jesus comes preaching and teaching that he is the light of the world. He has come to shine his light into the darkness and void of our sinful hearts, so that where his light shines, darkness disappears. That's what happens when light shines. When the light of Christ shines in your heart, as Jesus says, you are the light of the world. The Epiphany season is about Christ our Lord being revealed to us. That's what an epiphany is, a revealing of something that was not seen before. The season of Epiphany is really a season of change. When Christ revealed himself to the world changed. When Christ revealed himself to you, your world changed. You changed. You became a different, new person. When you were brought to the waters of holy baptism, you left there as a different person. Christianity is not a lifestyle. It's life. It's the difference between death and life, the difference between darkness and light. The metaphors that Jesus puts forth of salt and light, they just speak the same message in using just different imagery. If salt has lost its saltiness, it's not salt. You ever had salt that's not salty? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. Of course not. Either something is salt or it's not salt. Likewise, unless you're, I guess, living in a black hole in space, if light is not shining, it's not light. The more light that is present, the more darkness disappears. That's just the way it is. If the light of Christ is on you, the light of Christ has to be visible. Darkness has to disappear. As children, we all grew up, singing this little gospel light of mine. I'm not going to sing this morning, because I'm speaking of light and I sound like Luca Brasi from Godfather. We all grew up singing that song, this little gospel light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. It's funny because as a kid, I always thought that was a somewhat marginal song at best. It just wasn't my favorite, partly because I thought the lyrics, were kind of weak and didn't make much sense. that line, you know, hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Well, I can remember vividly sitting in Martin Luther School in Louisville, Kentucky, being led in that song, thinking we were singing, hide it under a bush. Oh, no, I'm going to let it shine. And I have this vivid memory sitting there in the chapel at Martin Luther School thinking, why a bush? It makes no sense. I could think of so many objects that could, dim light better than a bush. Honestly, I was at seminary before I learned what the real words were. I know. I'm a little slow sometimes. But after that, the song made so much more sense. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a bowl or a basket, because you can't see the light then. And in time, that light will get snuffed out. The point that Jesus is making is that if you claim to be a child of God, filled with the light of Christ, yet your words and your actions in this life are full of darkness, how can light and darkness be present simultaneously? Light makes darkness disappear. If darkness is present, it means that light is absent. As Jesus says, from the overflow of your heart, your mouth speaks. The words that you use either demonstrate the presence of light or the lack of light within you. And as Jesus says, if the light that is within you is darkness, how deep is that darkness? It is not only in your words and in your confession of faith, but it's also in your deeds, in the good works, that the light of Christ is seen. And the world, God desires for you, for the world to see that light. In last week's Old Testament reading, we heard the prophet Micah concerning what God desires for us. He said, do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. It is in our actions and what we do that our faith is manifested for others to see. This is what we do in response to the light of Christ, and it's pleasing to God as a response to us having received the forgiveness of sins and life and salvation. The crucified and risen Savior, he's brought light into your world, once where there was only darkness. Those people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and you are evidence of that prophecy coming true. And our response to this, it is a call to action as you hear the words of Scripture. Now, last week, I asked you to think of that one person you know who has wasted years of their life vainly chasing after the joys and pleasures of this world and never finding any satisfaction. And again, do pray for that person. Christ died for that person. This week, I want to look at the other end of the spectrum. I want you to think of that person, or maybe persons, who went out of their way to make sure that you were filled with the light of Christ. Think of that person who, through their action, through the way they live their life, through their words, particularly through their life in the church, bringing you into a life in the church, that the light of Christ shine forth from them to you. And their words and their work brought you to know the joy of salvation and brought you to know that what we do here during our time together, that this is important, that hearing the Word of God is important, that participating in the body and blood of Christ Himself, that this is important, because there is nothing more important. You know, as I think it was last week or the week before, I said, whatever is the primary, the most important thing to you in your life, that is who your God is. And we look to Christ our Lord, and we see how He has brought us out of darkness and into light, out of the depths of judgment and hell, and offered to us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. There is nothing going on in our lives that surpasses what we have right here, right now. Think of that one person who shined that light of Christ into your dark life, into your dark world, and how much that has meant to you. And then go ahead and think of that person who is still sitting in darkness, for whom you can be the one who shines that light of Christ. I mean, this is the work given to us in the kingdom of God. This is what God has given us to do. And why do we do it? So we can be praised for what good people we are. No, Jesus says, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and praise your Father in heaven. Do not hide the light of Christ that fills you with the joy you have under the proverbial bowl or basket or even under a bush. Let your light shine. When we are blessed to have a baptism and the child of God is washed clean of all of his or her sin, I give to them, I give to the sponsors or those representing them, a lit candle. And I say, live always by the light of Christ. This is an action-oriented command. The words that you speak as a baptized child of God, the things that you do or refrain from doing, they demonstrate the light of Christ in your life. As His ambassadors, you are the light of the world, as Jesus says. And as our Lord says, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father who is in heaven. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.